చైతన్యతామృతం ఆదిలీలా 13 చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్
42
విద్యాపతి జయ దేవ చండీ దాసేర్ గీత
విద్యాపతి జయ
ఆస్వాదనీ రామానంద స్వరూప సహిత ది లార్డ్ యూస్ టు రీడ్ ది బుక్స్ ఆఫ్ విద్యాపతి జయదేవ్ అండ్ చండీదాస్ రిలీసింగ్ దేర్ సాంగ్స్ విత్ హిస్ కన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ అసోసియేట్స్ లైక్ శ్రీ రామానంద రాయ్ అండ్ స్వరూప్ దాందర్ గోస్వామి పర్ఫార్డ్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ విద్యాపతి వాజ్ ఎ ఫేమస్ కంపోజర్ ఆఫ్ సాంగ్స్ about the pastimes of Radha Krishna. He was an inhabitant of Mithila, born in a Brahmin family. It is calculated that he composed his songs during the reign of King Shiva Singha and Queen Lachima Devi in the beginning of the 14th century of the Shaka era, almost 100 years before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 12th generation of Vidyapati descendants is still living. Vidyapati's songs about the pastimes of Lord Krishna express intense feelings of liberation from Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released all these songs in his ecstasy of liberation from Krishna. Jayadev was born during the reign of Maharaj Lakhman Sen of Bengal in the 11th or 12th century of Shaka era. His father was Bhojadeva and his mother was Bamadevi. For many years he lived in Navadvip, the then capital of Bengal. His birthplace was in the Birbhum district in the village of Kendu Billwa. In the opinion of some authorities, however, he was born in Orissa, and still others say that he was born in southern India. He passed the first days of his life in Jagannath Puri. One of his famous books is Gita Govinda, which is full of transcendental mellow feelings of separation from Krishna. The gopis felt separation from Krishna before the Ras dance, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Gita Govinda expresses such feelings. There are many commentaries on Gita Govinda by many Vaishnavas. Chandidas was born in village Nanura, which is also in the Birbhum district of Bengal. He was born of a Brahmin family, and it is said that he also took birth in the beginning of 14th century Sagabdaya. It has been suggested that Chandidas and Vidyapati were great friends because of the writings of both expressed the transcendental feelings of separation profusely. The feelings of ecstasy described by Chandidas and Vidyapati were actually exhibited by Chaitanya Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He released all these feelings in the role of Sri Radharani. And and his appropriate associates for this purpose were Sri Ramananda Rai and Sri Swarupa Damodar Goswami. These intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu helped the Lord very much in the pastimes in which he felt like Radharani. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in this connection that such feelings of separation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed from the books of Vidyapati, Chandidas and Jayadev are especially reserved for persons like Sri Ramananda Rai and Swarupa Damodar, who were Paramahansas, men of topmost perfection. Because of their advanced spiritual consciousness, such topics are not to be discussed by ordinary persons, imitating the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For critical students of mundane poetry and literary men without God consciousness, who are after bodily sense gratification, there is no need to read such high standard transcendental literature. Persons who are after sense gratification should not try to imitate Raganuga Bhakti. In their songs, Chandidas, Vidyapati and Jayadev have described the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personal Godhead. Mundane reviewers of the songs of Vidyapati, Jayadev and Chandidas simply help people in general become devotees. And this leads only to social scandals and atheism in the world. One should not misunderstand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to be the activities of mundane young boy and girl. The mundane sexual activities of young boys and girls are most abominable. Therefore, those who are in bodily consciousness and who desire sense gratification are forbidden to indulge in discussions of transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released all these ecstatic activities and thus he fulfilled his own desires. In the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Lord Chaitanya appeared to test the feelings of Radharani, felt upon seeing Krishna. Krishna himself couldn't understand ecstatic feelings of Radharani towards him, and therefore he desired to accept the role of Radharani and thereby test these feelings. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the feelings of Radharani. In other words, he is a combination of Radha and Krishna. It is therefore said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. By worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone, one can release the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna together. One should therefore try to understand Radha Krishna not directly but through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through his devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kobe Hamo Bujhavase Jugala Virati. When shall I develop a mentality of service towards Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunatha Das Goswami and the other devotees of Lord Chaitanya and thus become eligible to understand pastimes Radha and Krishna in mood of Srimati Radharani. In this connection one should refer to Srimati Radharani's soliloquy at a meeting with Uddhava in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented a similar picture of such ecstatic imaginary talking, full of jealousy and madness, symptomizing neglect of Krishna. Srimati Radharani criticizing a bumblebee talked just like a mad woman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the last days of his pastimes exhibited all the symptoms of such ecstasy. In this connection one should refer to the fourth chapter of Adilila, verses 1-7 and 1-8. Here it says, Srimati Mahaprabhu released all these ecstatic activities in separation from Krishna and thus he fulfilled his desires. Mahaprabhu had come, assuming the moods of Radharani. In the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita said that Chaitanya appeared to test the feelings of Radharani, felt upon seeing Krishna. Krishna himself couldn't understand the ecstatic feelings of Radharani towards him. How can you understand? Krishna is Vishoy, Vigraha. Tridhir Vishoy, what do you say? But Radharani is Tridhir Asroy. What is that? Object of love, subject of love. What is object plus subject? Who is object, who is subject? Who is object, who is subject?
Who is the object?
Who
is that which is to be loved?
Yes. Radharani?
Is the lover.
Lover, yes. Subject, object, isn't it? So, with subject, how can you understand feelings of object? Cannot. Therefore, Krishna developed that desire, how to understand it. He desired to accept the role of Radharani, thereby test these feelings. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the feelings of Radharani. His mood is good. In other words, it is a combination of Radha and Krishna. Therefore said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mahibhinna. By worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone, one can release the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna together. One should therefore try to understand Radha and Krishna not directly, but through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through his devotees. Nartam Das Thakur therefore says, Rupa Raghunath Pade Haiva Akuti Kavyama Bujjavase Jugala Pirat. When shall I develop the mentality of serving towards Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami and other devotees of Lord Chaitanya, thus become eligible to understand pastimes Radha and Krishna, not easily. Radhar Pulap Deche Uddhava Darsari, Srimata Unumada Pulap Kari Ratra Dini. As Srimati Radhani talked consistently when she met Uddhava, so also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released both day and night such ecstatic talk in the mood of Srimati Radharani. In this connection, one should refer to Srimati Radharani's soliloquy after meeting Uddhava in Vrindavan. That is in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 37th chapter, 46, 47, 48, those chapters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented a similar picture of such ecstatic imaginary talking, full of jealousy and madness, symptomizing neglected Krishna. Srimati Radharani criticizing a bumblebee, talked just like a madman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the last days of his pastime exhibited all these symptoms of such excess. Yes. So you should discuss that thing. The we will refer to this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is 46, 47, 48 chapters are there. It is all mentioned there. Seeing a bumblebee, what Radharani says, other feelings, similar feelings, developed in Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu, the role of Radharani. It's like mad woman, he says. It's transcendental madness, Dibyonumava, we say. And feelings such acute pangs of separation from Krishna, Radharani, very often, was fainted, become fainted. To be so is intolerable. Such fire. You understand? Thanks, separation like fire. It's very, very intolerable. It's very wonderful. That's known as Madanakya Mahabhava. Nothing is impossible in that Madanakya Mahabhava. It's like an ocean. And that too. That mood, that vision, that moody vision, Radharani sees Krishna is now enjoying the company of women of Mathurana. Then, leaving them, he comes to Brajbhumi also. So when Krishna comes, in his soul, moody vision, Radharani sees. Then Radhani becomes, what is that? Manini. What do you say? Sulky. Develops sulkiness. Krishna tries his best to pacify Radharani, to break her sulkiness, but fails. Then goes away. Then sends a messenger to pacify Radharani's sulkiness. And he has sent a black bumblebee. Krishna has sent a black bumblebee to Radharani to break her sulkiness. The bumblebee came and moving around the lotus feet of Radharani, singing. These are all the feelings and in moody vision. In a moody vision, Radharani sees all these things. Radharani says, Ayati cha mama nikatam jati cha ninyuta mathuram nagaram. What is that? Krishna is must bear of it. Unnoticingly comes to us, again goes back to Mathura. Kastan Rama Ramayati Ramana Satatrapi. He has many, what is that? Lovers, women. In Mathura Nagar. Otherwise, why? He's coming unnoticingly, again going away. Very intense thought is there. So, Radhani sees in her moody eyes the women of damsels of Mathura. And also sees how Krishna is enjoying in their company there. Dhyayanti Krishna Sangamam. Seeing all these things, Radhani becomes more and more sulky. This viraha, dukkha, feeling that pang of separation is like an unlimited ocean, and the sulkiness is like an island in that ocean. Radhani saw that black bumblebee is moving around her lotus feet, and its mustache has become yellow color. Seeing this, her sulkiness became more acute. This is, sansari bhav. Do you understand? Jal Nilamani, Bhaktira Samta Sindhu, that is transitory assisting emotions. That is known as sansari bhava. There are, eight sansari bhava. How many? 33. Sansari bhava, there are 33 transitory assisting emotions. Sansari bhava, 33 there. You understand? Then you refer to Ujjala Nilamani and also Bhaktira Santana, you have mentioned there. So that sansari bhav, which is a nirbheda, known as nirbheda, that developed. In that bhav, Radharani sees all defects or wrongs with Krishna. That is the nature of that bhav. Then says, Krishna, is a reservoir of so many defects and faults. There is no need of the association. With that bhav, Radhani tells that bumblebee. Exactly in that time, Uddhava has come. And Uddhava is standing there. Uddhava is standing near Radhani. Uddhava is hearing everything, what Radhani says. But Radhani, through her moody eyes, cannot see Uddhava. sees in her eyes the black bumblebee. You understand? Madhupa kitababandha maspusangri. Oh, bumblebee, friend of the crooked person, Kitaba. Krishna, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Kapatar bandhu, you are friend of that crooked person. Why are you standing before me? Get out from here. You are drunkard, you have drunken liquor. Great drunkard. Your master is Madhupati. What do you say? Madhu means liquor. Is Madhupati, master. And you are servant, therefore you have drunken so much. And this is very good that both are master and servant. And your union, very good. And you are his messenger. Then Radhani says to her girl companion, Sakhi Gana, oh Sakhi, don't think this messenger very simple, very not simple as it appears. Is too much drunkard, her head reels, seems to be simple, but not simple at all. Great crooked. Are kidav bandho, oh friend of the crooked, your master is the crest jewel of the crooked persons, Kapat Chudamani. And you are just a replica of your master, Bhishan Kapanta. Great crookedness. If both are not same, how can you develop friendship? One who is crooked, apparently or outwardly, seems to be very simple, but internally, great crooked person. So much duplicity is there. But externally, very simple seems. Uddhava is hearing everything what Radhani says. Then Uddhava thought up, I shall go and pay obeisances at the lotus feet of Radhani. Just thinking, he stepped one step forward. But Radhani couldn't see Uddhava. She is the bumblebee in her moody eyes. Then says, Radhani says, oh, friend of the most crooked person, don't touch my feet. If you want to pay obeisances, go to a distance and pay obeisance at a distance. Don't come near. Master Sanghi. You, a drunkard, if you touch my feet will be polluted. Don't touch. Good. Get out from here. Don't you know the glory of this feet? Your impure friend many times has tossed this feet and become purified. Don't you know this? When Radharani said like this, then that bumblebee gets away from and tries to go to some other direction. Seeing this, Radharani says, oh, you are going to touch the feet of my sakhis, girl companions. No, you have no right to touch their feet also. Your friend has done like that. Many times also, when he fails to touch my feet, he goes to touch the feet of my girl companions. Thereby, touching their feet, he has become purified. But don't do it. Get out from here. So Uddhava is thinking, I have come from my master as messenger. I have no right to touch your feet. And Radharani is hearing in the ears, moody ears. And hearing as if the bumblebee is saying this thing. So hearing this, Radharani says, You could have touched my feet if you not have come drunkard, drinking liquor. You could have touched my feet. If you say, no, I am not drunk on liquor, no, definitely I am drunk on liquor. I'll prove this. Your very, how to say, appearance is like that. You are a great drunkard. Your head reels. If you say, what is wrong with the dress? I tell you, why your moustache is colored? Why? You have put some kumkum, smear some kumkum in your moustache. Where do you get the kumkum? Where did you get such kumkum? You understand? Yes, your friend, that crooked person, Krishna, had put on very nice flower garland on the neck, that there, on his breast, chest. So you are sitting in that garland. When he embraced the woman of that Mapura, Nagari, so they have put on kumkum in their breast, and that time of embrace, your moustache was colored. Isn't it? Then you have got anything. Sapatri kucha viluri tamara kumkuma. So, with this test, you have come here, get out, come here. Don't touch me. Definitely, you are drunkard. So, this is rousing anger, more anger in the heart of Radharani. And in this state, you have come here to pacify me, to break my sulkiness. But, oh bumblebee, you should understand, you need not come here. You go to back to Mathura, many themselves of they are in Mathura. So if you break one lady's sulkiness, then other lady will become sulky. In this way, whole life will be spent there. Need not come here. So soon not come here. You have so much work there to do. Why are you coming here? You understand? This is like that. So in this Asuya-jyāma-da-juja-jo-abad-hīra-na-mudraya-priya-syā-kausura-gār-pradalpa-sapati-vijnana-pradalpa. Three things are here. Asuya, irsa, garva. Understand? Asuya, irsa, garva. Garva means pride. Irsa means enviousness. Jealousy. What do you say? Asuya, not to tolerate. Intolerance. These are sansari bhav, transitory assisting emotions. Kitava bandha. When she says kitava bandha, kitava, kitava means crooked person, duplicious person. This va, this asuya, has been expressed. When he says, Sapatri, the co-wives, you understand? Sapatri, the damsels of Mathura, become co-wives. Angring mas prusha, don't touch my feet. This expression, her pride is expressed. You understand? You understand? And he doesn't know how to break the sulkiness and whom to say to do this work. He doesn't know. Do you understand? That means Krishna doesn't know all these things. Finding fault with Krishna. Krishna is not expert in these activities, she says. And again and again, just telling him, get out from here. Do you understand? This is transcendental madness, like madman. One may think, Radharani may be saying all these things after very deep thought, thinking and saying, no, it's not that. It is that like volcanic eruption, out of illness, mood it comes up, like spontaneously, it is not deep thought, she says. Uddhava is hearing everything, but it is very difficult on the part of Uddhava to understand this thing. Uddhava is thinking, why? She is finding so many faults with my friend Krishna. She is Sachidananda Bhagavan. Krishna is Sachidananda Bhagavan. Are there so many faults with him? Is it possible to speak all ill of him? She is thinking, and Radharani is hearing all these things in her moody ears. Oh, you are saying, why I am telling so ill of your friend? Are you saying this thing, oh bumblebee? He has no fault? Many faults he has, I tell you. Yes. Very, very severe, grievous. Yes, serious faults. Yes. That I know, nobody else knows. Do you know what he has done? He has spoiled all our dharma, karma, everything. Do you know how he spoiled, how he broke? With any weapon? No, no weapon. Only to make us drink the nectar, mellow nectar and mellow emanating from his lips. By just allowing us to drink some nectar and mellow emanating from his lips, he has done so. Not with any meter. You understand my language? Sakrit adharsudham samvahini palitva. You'll never find such adharsudha, such nectar and mellow of his lips. Nowhere it is found. Do you understand? Just allowing us to drink it, he spoiled all our dharma, karma, then left us. If you say, damsels of Brajbhumi, you are Patibrata. Understand? Patibrata, devoted to the husband. So why do you drink such nectar and mellow from his lips? Are you asking this thing? Brahma, bumblebee, alike, I'll tell you. That nectar and transcendental mellow is so enchanting, one cannot but drink it. Yes, yes. Do you understand? We cannot but do it. It's so enchanting. As soon as one sees her lips, reddish lips, one becomes so maddened that he has to do it. Do you understand? One loses everything. One who is not so fortunate, one who has not seen such hearts or lotus-like heads and such reddish leaves, he cannot understand it. We became mad, therefore we have done so. You cannot find such nectar and mellow emanating from our lips in the whole universe. But how he left us? Tateja Smana Bhavadru is like you. You are a bumblebee. You go to a flower that has honey. You suck. When honey is finished, you leave. You leave. You leave the flower. Yes. You are so cruel. And that is your nature, you are a bumblebee. And there is no honey in the flower, there you live. Therefore you left. You leave the flower. But what he did? Sumanasaiva. He made us drink the nectarian mellow emanating from his lips. Then he left us. Why? Because to put us in this ocean of what? Viraha. Tanks of separation. Just to put us in this ocean of viraha. Tell me, such a cruel person is he? Person of bad character? Isn't it? And he has Dravi Sandhi? And bad intention in him. Bad intention. What is that? Just to let us drink this nectarian transcendent mellow emanating from his lips and put us in this acute pang of separation. That is evil intention. Just to do it, he did it. Just to put us in this acute pang of separation, just to make us suffer. Why? Because out of such acute pang of separation, intolerable, do you understand? Intolerable, severe suffering and happiness, the Braj Gopis will die. You understand? Understand my language? But we are not dying. Death is not coming to us. Do you follow? Because that nectarian mellow emanating from his lips is such, one was wrong, he won't die. The body won't die. Body becoming mortal, deathless. Yes. Then we cannot die. Just suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer. Just undergo the pains, nothing else. Yes. Understand? That yes. What you do? You become attracted by the beauty and nice scent coming from the flower. You go there, you sing, humming sound, then kiss the flower, suck the honey. You understand? And your friend is just like this, crooked person. From a distance, he smells the nice scent coming out from our body, then comes to us, sings, glorifies us, kisses us, lets us drink that nectarian, transcendental nectarian mellow emanating, then leaves us. Such a crooked person. For some time, Nara became silent. At that time, bumblebee humming and flying. So, through its humming, Radha could hear that bumblebee saying, in that day, Rasa dance day, that night, you have said this thing, Jayati Ti Adhikam, that verse you have uttered, crying and uttering, and said, Lakshmi Devi. Do you understand? Lakshmi Devi is serving him. Do you understand? A person who has so many faults and ills, how can Lakshmi serve him? How can Lakshmi serve him? Then Radharani could hear such thing. Bumblebee, what are you saying? Lakshmi Devi is serving the lotus feet of your master. Ah, she may be Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. But we are the damsels of this Brajbhumi, the cowherd women, cowherd girls. Do you understand? And why we are, telling such ills of your friend? All right, I'm saying, Lakshmi Devi is not so intelligent. She has no intelligence. Purcheta utama sloka dhalapai. Do you understand? Lakshmi Devi has no intelligence. Lakshmi Devi is, enchanted. Mismarried him. Mesmerized. Lakshmi Devi was mesmerized by your friends, Bhakchaturi, such nice things, uttering words. Do you understand? If you say Lakshmi is Ishwari, do you understand? Ishwara Ishwari. She is not an ordinary man to be enchanted. Do you think Lakshmi is Ishwari, therefore she is very intelligent? No, that's not. And we are the cowherd women, we have no intelligence. No, we are more intelligent than your Lakshmi. We know the nature of your master, Madhupati. Lakshmi didn't know it. She doesn't know it. We know. And I tell you, I forbid you. I tell you this thing for your good. Don't keep up friendship with such duplicitous person, Kapati, Krishna. If you do it, then you have to suffer like us, as we are suffering. Sakrutadhar sudhan sang mahinim palitva sumana saiva sadya satya jayasman bhavadruk parichi charati katham tatpada paddam padama yapi vata sudhaceta uttama shloka darpe. This verse, 10th canto, 47th chapter, 13th verse, you may refer to. Here, in this verse, there is Parijalapa is expressed. Prabho nirdayata sathya chapalya dhipapadana sobhi chakranata vyaktir bhangyasya parijalpaitam. This is Parijalapa, Ujjala Niramani, dhipapadana given. Here is expressed nirdayata, cruelty, sathata, cheating propensity, chapalata, fickleness. Do you understand? These things are expressed here. Sadya Statyade. He left us with saying this. His cruelty is expressed. Do you understand? Mohinim Paitva. Just letting us drinking the nectar and melaman eating from his lips and leaving us, he put us forever in the ocean of viraha, just to make us suffer. Through this, his cheating propensity is expressed, sattva, bhavadruk. This was his fickleness is expressed, as you are very fickle, moving from one flower to another flower. Padma pivata hudacheta. With these words, the simplicity and devoid of intelligence of Lakshmi. Kimiya bahu sarangre gaya sitam jadunam adhipati madhuhanangratoma puranam vijaya sakhasakhinangya bhantat prasanga khyapi takucaru jaste kalapayantistamistha. This 10th canto, 47th chapter, 14th verses. This is Radharani saying. Uddhava is hearing everything. Radharani is talking to bumblebee. That black bumblebee is humming, singing, and Radharani is thinking that bumblebee is glorifying, singing the glories of his friend Krishna, Radharani became more angry, saying, "Oh, bumblebee, why are you singing the glories of your crooked friend Madhupati? Kimiya bahu sarangre gayasi, tam jadunangadhipati, who is now the Jadupati, has become Jadupati, master of Jadu, Jadu was there. Why are you glorifying him? If you say that is my nature to sing, if you say it is your nature to sing, then I say, all right, very good, you may sing, but is there no other thing to sing and you are singing such a cruel, duplicious person? No other song is there? If you say, yeah, he is my master, I am his servant, friend, I have to sing, glorify him. All right, then you should not sing here. Get out from here, sing some other place. There is no other place in the whole world. You have come here to sing before us. Get out from here. We have left home. We are now wandering in the forest of Vrindavan. But your friend is so opulent, is there in Mathura. So opulent house, staying, and we are homeless, wandering in the jungle of Vrindavan. Why have you come here to sing and glorify your friend who is so opulent? You understand? What is the need of speaking about him, glorifying, singing before us? He has made us devoid of everything, devoid of all homes, all beauty, all, what to say, Sri, opulence, everything now we are devoid of. What is the need of coming here and just singing his glories here? Do you understand? We have become pauper now. Yes, you should understand. Only for your friend we are now in this condition. And your friend is now Ishwara, is the lord of Jadu dynasty. Such opulent palace is there. But we are here wandering in the jungle of Vrindavan, divide up all our homes. Do you understand? So why are you singing, glorifying him here before us? You have no intelligence, you don't know what to speak to us? If you don't want, if you don't find a place, then I tell you, go there to Mathura, Madhupuri. Yes. Do there, sing there. Then the Jadavas, hearing all these things, they'll be very happy. Yes. They'll be happy, but we cannot get happiness hearing this. Again I tell you, Kucharujam, he says Kucharujam, this verse. Vijaya sakasakhinam giyatam tatprasanga khyapita kucharujam ste kalpayanti stamishtha. That verse. 10th canto, 47th chapter, 14th verse, that verse. Kucharuja, that means now your friend giving pleasure to that damsels, the women of, ladies of Mathura. You understand? Giving them all enjoyment, just being in their association, in their company, just enjoying them. So go there, sing there. They will be very happy. The ladies of Mathura will be very happy. They will be drowned in the ocean of happiness there. Don't come here and don't tell all these things to us. If you say no, you have to sing here, then I say, sing something else. Don't think about him. You don't know other sons. You have no such experience, anything. You should understand, we are born out of the fire of separation. Our heart is burning. We are now out of homes, the body, no home, no place, no knowledge. Yes, it's burning. You understand? So the acute pain we are feeling. Don't you know what to be sung here? You have no intelligence? One doesn't know what is the mood, what the intention of the audience and speaks. He sings something, nobody likes him. Do you understand? Rather, drives him out, get out from here. You don't know how to speak, what to speak and how to speak. Do you understand? Therefore I tell you, get out from here. Do you understand? This is bijaka. Hearing all these things, but rather it says, Uddhava thinks. Why Radhani is saying like that? Then, telling her girl companion, Radhani says, "Oh Sakhis, you should hear what this bumblebee says. The bumblebee says, don't tell me so harsh words. The ladies of Mathura, they are also devoted wives. Patibrata. They won't serve Krishna, Parapurus, who is not their husband. They won't give up their patibratya. You understand? Their devotion to their husbands, patibratya. You should not speak like that. All I can tell you, Brahma, the ladies of Mathura, they are patibrata. I know it. But tell me, is there any lady in the heavenly planet or in this earth planet or in Patal planet who is not attracted to your master? Is there any lady? Divi bhuvicara sayam kastriya taduripa. I never say this thing out of jealousy, out of enviousness. I tell this for your benefit, for the benefit of everybody. We put complete faith, we had put complete faith in him. But what is the condition is now? Our? Do you understand? He has drowned us in this unlimited ocean of viraha here. So I tell everybody, don't rely on that crooked person, then you have to drown in this ocean of viraha. Krishna, his dealings are so nice, so sweet. His smile is so sweet. His beauty, facial beauty is so enchanting, so nice, beautiful eyebrows. Yes, all are attracted towards him. But what is the outcome? Now you see, this is the outcome we are getting now. It is at last, he is such a great cheater, he cheated the body. Great crooked person, his heart is filled with crookedness. Outwardly, his smile, his beautiful lotus-like face, but inwardly such crookedness is that cheating propensity is there. Those who will be attracted towards him, they will suffer like us. You understand? Are Bhramara, O bumblebee, if you say, oh Krishna has so many defects, so why you are attracted to him, why you have put faith in him? I tell you, it's reason. You see, Lakshmi Devi, who is Ishwari, sees also attracted to him. See, wants the dust from the feet of Krishna, your friend. Sarana Raja Upaste. When this is the condition of Lakshmi, Vayankaha, at that time, what is our condition? We are mere cowherd women. Mere manusi. What do you say? Women. Rupavuni. So how can we give up attachment to him? And Lakshmi is attached to him. But your friend is very crooked. He has also, attracted Lakshmi, and there is reason for it. Lakshmi Devi is the chief of the all ladies. If someone can attract Lakshmi, then he can attract the all ladies of the world. All I need to say, one gives so much pain and suffering to anybody, why you are attached to him? If you ask this question, I'll answer it. What shall I answer to this question? He is such a mayavi. What do you say? Mayavi expert in illusory tricks. He steals the heart. He's very expert in stealing the heart, mind. Yes. Uttama Shloka, therefore name is Uttama Shloka. Hearing this name, we have forgotten everything. And he is merciful, he is ocean of mercy, Karuna Sindhu, therefore says Uttama Shloka. So we have thought of like that. But now we understand that all his activities, all his words, all his names is filled with crookedness. Sarasayam kastriya tadurapa kapata ruchiraha sabru vizrumbhasya yasyo sarana rajaupaste jasya bhutte vayanka abhicha kripana pakhe uttama shloka sabda. This is 15th verse of the 10th canto, 47th chapter. So in this verse, this ujjalpa is expressed. हरे गुहकताख्यान गर्भ गर्भीत ईर्ष्या मासुयश्च तदा खेपो धीरे रुजल्प ईर्ष्यते. Udarnirmani, this is the definition of udarpa. That means, here is ईर्ष्य, jealousy, enviousness, pride, and guhakata, is the craftiness, mismarism, jugglery, asuya, intolerance. Lakshmi serves the lotus feet, saying this, there is pride and irsa, enviousness, and he is merciful to Dina, Dina Bandhu, friend of the Dina, most degraded, depressed, saying is known as Uttama Shloka. Here, Asuya is there. What do you say? A kepa? What do you say in English? What English? I don't know. That's criticizing. Guhaka, jugglery. You understand? Therefore, Ujjalapa. Asuya means who cannot not to tolerate another's advancement. That is Asuya, Masarya. Irsa, Anamar, Akhepa is finding all faults with Krishna. Dosara, Papava, Bakra, Dusti, Bhruvangi, speaking many ills, all ill criticisms, and Bhruvangi means, what is that? Bhru means this, eyebrows. What do you say? In English, tell, help me, I don't know. Is this Bhruvangi? What is this? What do you say in English? No English language. I don't know. All these things are expressed. This is udarpa. In this, 10 things are there. Chitta dharpa, 10 things. All saying to Bumblebee. This is 47th chapter. That is here. He says, Siddhartha Prabh Jaisu Brahmadasari, Saimatur Mad Prabh Kare Atridini. Srimad Radhani talked in consequence, made Uddhava. So also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released both day and night such ecstatic talk in mood of Srimad Radhani. In this connection, one should refer to Srimad Radhani Salilakyu. After meeting Uddhava in Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented a similar picture, such ecstatic imaginary talking, full of jealousy and madness, symptomizing neglect of Krishna. Srimad Radhani criticizing a bumblebee, talked just like a mad woman. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the last days of his pastime, exhibited all these symptoms of such ecstasy. Such ecstasy. Therefore he released the sons of Vidyapati, Jayadana Sandidasa, with Ramananda and Surup, because they all depict, the all sons of these Vidyapati, Jayadana Sandidasa, depict this feelings of Radharani. You understand, feeling the acute pang of separation, and saying all these things. All these things are there in those songs. So Mahaprabhu was releasing with the association of Ramananda and Surdhanda Goswami, intimate as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, helped the Lord very much in the past times in which he felt like Radharani. Kusnir Vyoge Jato Prema Chastita Aswadhyaya Purnakala Apunavanchita. In separation from Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released all these ecstatic activities, fulfilled his own desires. He had three desires. Radhaya Pranamahima Kidrusam, Sadhya Hena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrusam Va Madhiya, Sokhyan Chasya Madhur Bhavata Kidrusam Veti Lobhak. Three desires were unfulfilled in Vrajalila, Krishna Lila. What is the loving propensity, attitude of Radhani, Pranayamahima? Second thing, Svadhyo Hena Dhuta Madhurima Kidrusam. Radhani enjoys, releases my beauty. What is my beauty? How can I release my beauty? Second desire. Sakyam Chasya Madhur Bhavata Kidrusam Vedi Lobha. What sort of happiness Radharani gets releasing my beauty? How can I have such things? Three desires were unfulfilled in Brahmacharya. So to fulfill these desires, therefore said to, he fulfilled his desires. He became Gaura. Krishna became Gaura, assuming the mood of Radharani. Without that, nobody can fulfill the desires. Krishna cannot fulfill the desires. Therefore he assumed the mood of Radharani to fulfill these three desires. Do you understand? These three desires. So this is Gaura Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You should understand that is in the mood of Radharani. In the mood of Radharani. That you understand. It is clearly said here. By worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone, you release the loving affairs of Radharani Krishna together. Persons who are after self-gratification should not try to imitate Raghavanga. They cannot understand. This is only the imitation. No, the sunnah. Critical students of Mundane poetry and literature, without good consumption, or after bodily sense gratification, there is no need to read such high standard transcendental literature. They should not read. They cannot understand it. Rather, what will happen? One should not misunderstand the persons of Radha and Krishna. Actually, Mundane young boy and girl. People simply, those mundane reviewers, those who are the reviewers of the songs of Vidyapati, Jayadeva, Chandidas, mundane reviewers, simply help people in general become devotees, and this leads only to social scandals, atheism in the world. Because they cannot understand it, unless you are in their bhav, little. So one should not go, should not misunderstand this. The mundane sexual activity, young boys and girls are most abominable. Therefore, those who are in bodily consciousness and who desire self-gratification are forbidden to indulge in discussions of transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So generally it is not discussed. No. Those who are in their bhav level, very high. Consciousness Krishna consciousness complete, those who have developed complete Krishna consciousness, those who are Paramahansas, men of topmost perfection, advanced spiritual consciousness, only such topics will be discussed in their company, company of such persons. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is such a post-graduate study, so it is discussed in such highly advanced devotees, not with the persons who are in bodily condition, they cannot understand, they don't understand. That will lead to devotee, they become devotee and so such kind of reverse outcome will be there, so bad outcome will be there. One should not do. So this is very high standard. This is a postgraduate study. Therefore, it's a postgraduate study. This Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have started this class, so I have to say, I don't know how far you can understand and how far I can express in English language. That is a defect with me. Please excuse me. Because the Braj Gopis, Braj Gopis, they have given up everything for Krishna's pleasure only, Krishna's happiness. They have given up all Vedic regulations, given up their family, husbands, father-in-law, mother-in-law, only for the pleasure and happiness of Krishna. Yes, given up everything, sarvatyag. You understand, sarvatyag, given up everything. Also it says, tyaga shanti nirasmaram. Gita says, tyaga shanti nirantaram. One gets peace when he gives up everything. You understand? For what? Peace for what? Peace for whom? Peace for whom, Baba? One who gives up peace for him, isn't it? But here, the gopis have given up everything. For their own peace? No. For the pleasure of Krishna. Happiness, nothing for them. They don't want anything for them. Yes. Their renunciation, giving up everything, is for Krishna's pleasure only. Nothing for their own, anything. Therefore Krishna has said that thing. You have given up everything for my pleasure. You don't want anything for you. Again, another point is there. Very confidential, deep point. When they are giving up everything, they are completely divided of all their vichar-buddhi, conscientiousness. You understand? Conscientiousness, vichar-buddhi. If we will give up everything, then Krishna will be happy. This thought is not there also. Understand? This thought is also not there. No, that thought is, they are divided of that thought only, even. Only one aim, that Krishna, how Krishna will be happy. This is samartharati, the symptom of samartharati. Javasyam Krishna surkhyartam eva keva ujjamaha. Ujjavani Ramani. Rupa Goswami writes like that. The root cause of all these activities is the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna's pleasure, nothing else. No, there is no thought of one pleasure. Atma-sukha. If they will be drowned in the ocean of happiness, either ocean of happiness, either ocean of distress, or both, this both, only the Krishna's pleasure is there, nothing else, no other thought. Atma sukha dukhya gopira nahinka vichars, Krishna sukha etu chashtasubhyavar. Gopis never think of anything for their own. pleasure and happiness. They only think of only the pleasure and happiness, Krishna. Therefore they act in that way. All their activities are like mother tongue. And Krishna is same Bhagavan. With that thought also they have not given up everything. They are also devoid of that thought. Only the son of Nanda Maharaj is Kanhu of Brajbhumi, Ujjavyam and Syam. They are most beloved. Their life, they are like life. Prema, sarvasva, everything for their object of love. With that prema, they have given up everything. In the literature of the world, you will never find such tyag, such renunciation. You understand? Krishna is uncomparable. Therefore, Krishna's, what do you say, promise, broken. Promise is broken. Jejatha mam prapadyante stangsta teiva bhadam. That is his promise. Jejatha mam prapadyante stangsta teiva bhadam mihun. He has promised this thing. Krishna never becomes indebted. He always repays. Always repays. You understand? He never becomes. This promise is broken here. Because gopis don't want anything. So what will he repair? If they have some intention, some desire, then Krishna would have repaired them. But gopis don't want anything. Then his promise is broken. Do you understand? They don't want sarga sukha, bhukti sukha, mukti sukha, siddhi sukha, seva sukha. Understand? Understand it? Gopis don't want enjoyment, heavenly enjoyment, material enjoyment, realist through mukti, enjoyment derived from siddhi, enjoyment derived from service. They don't want anything. You understand? They don't want. Then what Krishna will give them? How will you repay? They don't want it. Then the promise is broken. Jyadatha mam prabhadyante tam stafeva bhadamyam. There are three reasons why Krishna's promise is broken. You understand? What are three reasons? Because gopis don't want anything for themselves. Apal sukha. For their happiness and enjoyment they don't want. So Krishna has nothing to give them. Second thing, they have only one desire, to please and give happiness only to Krishna. No other desire they have. So, only they have this desire, the pleasure and happiness of Krishna. So, when to give all pleasure and happiness to Krishna, then one who wants that thing, what he has to do? Or what she has to do? To give all pleasure and happiness to Krishna. One wants this thing, what? One has to do. Go.
Give up their own happiness.
Give up their own happiness. Do you understand? Yes. So one gives everything, then one who accepts this thing, then he becomes indebted. Now how he pay back? He cannot pay back. Because they don't want anything. Understand? Third thing. Though they give up everything for the pleasure and happiness of Krishna, this intention is so great in them, no comparison for them. And they are completely surrendered unto Krishna, samarpita atma. But on the other hand, if analyze Krishna's position, how he is there, this gopis, attention is one-pointed, only Krishna. But gopis' attention, Krishna's attention is multi-pointed. Isn't it? It's multi-pointed, not one-pointed. Yes. Because Krishna is the reservoir of all the mellows. Santa Dasya Sakya Vasalya Madhurya, all types of bhaktas, isn't it? So it's multi-pointed. Saranta Bhakta, Dasya Bhakta, Vatsalya Bhakta and Madhuja Bhakta. But gopis are one-pointed, whereas Krishna is multi-pointed. He has to do it. Do you understand? Therefore, jagatha man prapadyante spam tathami bhulamyam. But see, his promise is broken here when he saw the love of the gopis. So he has said, no parayaham, I cannot pay back. I become completely indebted to you because I cannot pay back. You don't want anything, what shall I do? Therefore, to pay back his debt, he became Gaura, assuming the mood of Radharani, now he is paying back. Crying for Krishna, crying for Krishna. Radharani is crying, feeling acute pain, so person Krishna, and burning himself with that intense fire of separation, though he is Krishna. Understand, this is Gaura. Though he is Krishna. But feelings, mood is exactly like that of Radharani. Radharani is crying, drowning herself in this unfathomable ocean of separation. Similarly, Gaura, burning himself with the fire of separation, feeling thanks separation from Krishna. All is crying and talking like a mad, as Radharani, mad woman, turns on madness, similar. Exactly the same. That is what he released these songs, from Rani of association of Lai Ramananda and Surdhanda Goswami, songs of Vidyapati, Chandidas and Jaya. These songs are filled with such poetry, sing. You understand? Upadhi Maharaj ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai. If some bhakta is there, we can have released this thing, I don't know. Nothing passed him. Just this pandit. He's completely mundane. Liberal? Are you? Bodily consciousness of life? Body consciousness? One who is in body consciousness cannot release this, cannot understand this. It will never touch him. Can you? Prabhupada said in his purport, I read it. Unless go above bodily consciousness, how can you understand, release it?
How can you be completely free from bodily consciousness? The gopis are completely free from.
Yes.
But how can we come like that? I'm a conditioned soul. I'm not a.
Free from condition, most days. Develop your love for Krishna, then you'll become. Put Krishna in the platform of love. Why have put your body in the platform of love and anybody's relation in the platform of love? Give up all material desires, lusty desires, your absolute lusty desires. So give it up for Krishna. How gopis are acting, how gopis are busy day and night. Ramakrishna arpani. Do you understand? We are lusty as gopis. Gopis are very lusty. For what?
For Krishna.
To give all pleasure and enjoyment to Krishna. Nothing. They don't want anything for themselves. Though they are burning themselves in this fire of separation. They are in dying condition, but not dying. Well, the Lord says, death never comes to us. Because he has tasted us, that nectar, mellow. So bodies have become deathless. But feeling the pains of death, understand? Feeling the pains of death,
but not die. How it is? How it is? If someone dies, then pain is ever gone, gone, finished. No pain, because it dies. Where is the pain? But we are not dying. Death never comes to us. Bodies have become deathless because he has tested us, other Sudha. That is such glory of him, other Sudha. That death is not coming, bodies are not dying, but feeling such pain of death, but not dying. Such feeling of this. How is it? Still cannot give up. He said, tapta ikhu charvana. It's like chewing the very hot sugar cane. Very hot. The lips, mouth is burning, but one cannot give it up. Morning you cannot give it up. Such is the condition. This is love for Krishna. Understand? This is love for Krishna. That is mercy. That love is tested. How you love for Krishna. If fear, such conditions, dying condition, pain, dying pain, but cannot give up. Such love. Do you understand? Krishna is such object. Thereby the love
grows,
love survives. You understand? Otherwise, love would have met untimely death. If there is union, always, every union, then love would have died untimely. Would have met untimely death. Therefore, viraha, separation, makes the love survive. Yes. Therefore, Krishna puts them in this ocean of viraha. That is Krishna's mercy. Puts the gopis into the ocean of viraha. Thereby love survives and grows. Understand? Yes. That is
it. Seems like a contradiction. On the one hand, Prabhupada in his purport, he's saying that the materialists, they shouldn't read.
No.
But on the other hand, Prabhupada says if one has sex desire, he should read about Ras Lila, and he becomes free from that. So how is that?
That is said. Rudra kama. Apohinati asur. Rudra kama. Heart disease. This lust is the heart disease. Yes. If this, that, your mundane lust, when by hearing such topics, Radha Krishna Premlila, do you understand? Loving affairs with Radha Krishna, gopis, from the right source. From the right source. Do you understand? Yes, from the right source. From such a Vaishnava, who is in that platform of love, do you understand? All his feelings about Krishna, Gopi Bhava. Hearing from your lips, then it will act as medicine to you. Understand?
So the statement in the purport is referring to someone who doesn't hear from the Vaishnava but is reading?
Then that is reverse effect. Because devotee and social gandals. So they'll imitate.
So the key then is that he should hear from the lips?
Yes, hear from the lips. If you read, you can't understand. Hear from the right source. And if you are in that level, then you can understand. Otherwise, you can't understand anything. That's another point. Understand my point? Then you can release it. Then you can understand it. Otherwise, you cannot understand. Such thing, such topic. It's because it's nothing material. It's not material.
And he said, in the hearing from the lips, or hearing on the order of the Guru, the Guru says you can read this thing.
Why Guru say? Guru knows in what level you are. He'll divide. Don't read. No. You can't understand either. So reverse speaking. You limit it. Oh, Krishna is doing like this. Our gopis are doing like this, let me do like this. Limited. But it is spontaneous. It's not a question of mutation. That won't help you. It's spontaneous outcome. When you be elevated to that level, then it's spontaneous outcome. Understand me? It's by association of sadhus, by sadhus mercy, in many, elevated to that level. No otherwise, no other means is there. So sadhus vaishnava mercy is required. Understand? As that Mahaprabhu, that feeling, that ecstasy.